KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for fair to partly cloudy skies, or actually partly to mostly sunny skies today, in a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall on Monday said Governor Reynolds' proclamation of disaster emergency that was signed on July 24th impacts many of the services provided at the Cass County Treasurer's office. The proclamation sections related to property taxes were extended through Friday, July 31st. The sections related to driving with expired licenses were extended through August 23rd. And the sections related to motor vehicle renewals and title transfers and temporary plates were not extended, and they expired July 25th at midnight. What you need to know is that you can pay your property taxes that were due in March by July 31st in order to avoid penalties. Pay motor vehicle renewals by August 31st. You can driver's licenses that expired beginning January 16th and during the proclamation have driving privileges extended through August 23rd. And real ID driver's license enforcement was extended until October 1st of 2021. Marshall says, we are open to the public now, but because of social distancing health needs, we're limited to 3 to 4 people in the office and only 1 to 2 people in the driver's license station. We're asking people to pay taxes and motor vehicle renewals through our online website, mail, or by drop box outside the main entrance to the courthouse. Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that as a result of an investigation, deputies on Thursday arrested 18-year-old Suzanne Marie Hensley of Corning on a warrant for felony theft in the second degree. Hensley was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $5,000 bond. Last Friday, 27-year-old Dallas Lee Label of Corning turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a warrant for felony theft in the second degree regarding the same investigation. He was also later released that day on a $5,000 bond. On July 22nd, Cass County deputies arrested 36-year-old Ryan Joe Castle of Wabash, Indiana, on charges of felony burglary in the second degree and domestic assault first offense. Castle was being held in the Cass County Jail on $11,000 bond. And on July 24th, 18-year-old Seth William Max Stephenson of Anita was arrested on a Cass County warrant for felony sex abuse in the third degree. Stephenson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $10,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office Monday released a report on recent arrests and one court-ordered fingerprinting. On July 23rd, 49-year-old Charles Michael Carter of Los Angeles, California, was stopped by the Iowa State Patrol on Interstate 80 and charged with possession of marijuana first offense. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said Carter wasn't arrested per se, but there was a court order for him to be fingerprinted. On July 22nd, 22-year-old Tyler Wayne Holloway of Waukee was arrested in Greenfield for carrying weapons after his vehicle was pulled over for failure to have registration plates. He was also wanted on a warrant out of Louisiana for domestic battery. 4 handguns were found in his vehicle, which Holloway had permits for in Louisiana and did not yet get a license for in Iowa. After receiving a citation for the offense, Holloway was released from custody at the scene of his arrest. On July 19th, 38-year-old Brian Harold Iltz of Messina was pulled over for unsafe driving down a highway and driving and cited for driving while barred. He was issued a citation after being seen driving an SUV backward down Main Street in Bridgewater. Iltz told the deputy his vehicle only had a working reverse gear. He was subsequently released at the scene with a citation. And just after noon on July the 19th, 34-year-old Roger Joseph Drummond of Casey was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on a charge of driving while license denied or revoked. Drummond was released the following day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. A 70-year-old man who was serving a 25-year sentence out of Page County for sexual abuse in the second degree has died in prison. The Iowa Department of Corrections yesterday said Dennis Ray Meyer was pronounced dead Saturday at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. Authorities said his death was due to a medical emergency and not related to COVID-19. Meyer's sentence had begun on April 16th of 2007. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Friday served an ex parte order for temporary removal of a minor child at a residence in Clarinda. And during that process, 33-year-old Amanda Maria Carlson of Newmarket was arrested for interference with official acts. Carlson was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $300 bond, pending further court proceedings. Page County Sheriff's deputies on Sunday arrested 22-year-old Ethan Ray Rankin of Macedonia. He was taken into custody at the Page County Jail on a Page County warrant for probation violation. Rankin's bond was set at $5,000. 3 people were arrested recently in Creston at around 1 a.m. Saturday. 31-year-old Chelsea Kyle of Des Moines was arrested in Creston for possession of marijuana. She was cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. Saturday night, 83-year-old Mary Laird of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense after she struck a parked car in southbound McKinley Street at around 10 p.m. Her vehicle then entered a ditch and struck 69-year-old Jim Giles and 69-year-old Rhonda Sue Giles, both from Creston. The impact tossed Rhonda Giles into a power pole and Jim Giles rolled over on top of the car. The car continued through the ditch, struck barrier poles and a cement barrier before hitting and snapping a power pole. The car then came to rest in a ditch. Giles suffered serious injuries and were transported to the hospital in Creston. Witnesses said Laird's car was driving without its headlights on. Her vehicle was declared a total loss. And Friday afternoon, 50-year-old Matthew Baudler of Panora was arrested at the Creston Walmart for theft in the fifth degree. Baudler was cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there have been five arrests over the past few days. Sunday night, 39-year-old Daniel Charles Thomas of Honey Creek was arrested following a traffic stop near Crescent. Thomas was taken into custody for driving while barred, habitual offender. Sunday night, 57-year-old Kimberly Ann Thomas was arrested following a traffic stop in Avoca. She also was charged with driving while barred. And early Sunday morning, 33-year-old Brian McCormick was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. Saturday night, 21-year-old Andrew Robert Dilley was arrested in Trainer following a traffic stop. Dilley was charged with driving while barred, habitual offender. And Friday morning, 45-year-old Denise Giovannoni turned herself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office. Giovannoni was wanted on a warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. She was transported to the Pott County Jail and then turned over to corrections staff. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said an old phone scam is making the rounds once again. It happens at least once a year. The victim gets a call from someone posing as his or her grandchild. The person explains in a frantic-sounding voice that he or she is in trouble, such as there's been an accident or an arrest or a robbery, and either way, they need money to be released from custody. To up the drama and the urgency, the caller might claim to be hospitalized or stuck in a foreign country, and to make the impersonation even more convincing, he or she will throw in a few family particulars gleaned from the actual grandchild's social media pages. The imposter offers just enough detail about where and how the emergency happened to make it seem plausible, and then may turn the phone over to another scammer who pretends to be a doctor, a police officer, or a lawyer to back up the story. So-called grandchild implores the target to wire money immediately, adding that don't tell mom and dad, and fraudsters have been known to use this trick by email, text message, and social media, in addition to phone calls. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, the Federal Trade Commission and the FBI have warned an uptick in grandparent scams as crooks play on the emotional vulnerability and heightened fear about loved ones falling ill. Main point is that if you get those type of calls, hang up immediately and contact the Cass County Sheriff's Office or Atlantic Police. They can verify through their legitimate law enforcement sources whether a person has been arrested, regardless of the jurisdiction. There are also tips on how to avoid being scammed, especially for the elderly, under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call today at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.